Om Shanti, and welcome to the journaling. As you know, the theme for the season is becoming a bestower like the Father. So, who of you feels as if you are a bestower? Are you experiencing yourselves to be bestowers? And just to reflect for 1 minute, what makes you a bestower? What is it that gives you the consciousness of being a bestower? And can you be a bestower for all? You know, Baba has said that there's no true, pure giving in the Iron Age. And slowly we are creating that shift from expectation, from feeling that if we give, we might get, to just being a constant bestower and not, and we're doing it because Baba has given us that Srimat for no other reason. We do it without desire and without expectation. So, Baba, Baba has given us this journal. This journal, which you will all get a copy of, you can give, was... So there's a sister, Petra, who's responsible for the yearly journal. And she's given some very profound insights in the journal, which you can work with independently because it's quite substantial. So we can't get through the whole journal, but we can begin to journal and see the importance of it and seeing the impact of it and seeing how it deepens one's experience. So you'll see at the back of the journal, there are some blank pages. So during the session, which will carry on until 10:30, we will be able to use these blank pages, start using them. And after our 10:30 session, we're going to have time out to carry on journaling in whichever way we want. Because by writing we consolidate something. And we know that now time is short and the world is waiting for us. And so is Baba. So to begin with, just to let you know that there are three aspects to this journal. That is introversion, spiritual love, and elevated thoughts. Spiritual love, introversion, and elevated thoughts. So with these three, we really make, we align our nature with Baba's nature. And we become natural bestowers. Because it's creating that vibration. So this is something that we need to pay attention to, especially today, as we hear these things, as we journal, what is my vibration? Is it like whatever feeling you have, that is creating your vibration. And that is also creating your light by a photon, the light around us, which we can't see, but others can experience in the form of vibration. So this is moving us into our very subtle stage, the angelic stage, where we become natural bestowers. So to start off with, I'm asking you to close your eyes. And go into a very silent, calm, quiet. And using the intellect to visualize travel to a place where you feel is sacred for you, completely safe, completely secure. It could be a river, a lake, a mountain, the ocean, Baba's room. But wherever you are, you are alone. Silent. Completely at peace. And now Baba has come to meet you. And Baba is saying to you personally, he's speaking to you personally, this is for you. Bab Dada is pleased to see his cooperative and easy yogi child. He has come to meet you personally. He has come to meet his godly helper. Baba looks at you and says, you, my child, my helper, is constantly engaged in the task of seva that Baba has given you. The way for you to have easy remembrance is to consider yourself to be a helper of God. A natural bestower of peace, light, and love. Always remain aware that you are the children of the bestower of happiness. Master bestowers of happiness. Those, you are the one who definitely bestows whatever you have within. Baba is called the ocean, and you too are an ocean of love, unlimited, a giver who gives selflessly, just as the Father does. Om Shanti. Now you can open your eyes and take your journal and in your journal write what you experienced as Baba spoke to you and you alone in that sacred place of yours. And just be aware in that, was Baba available to you? Did Baba make himself available to you? And do you feel that Baba is constantly available? Those who've just come in, come to the front and then you can get a journal here. The front seats here, very comfortable, look. So for those who have just come in because you missed the little meditation, you can just write something about how Baba is available to you. How do you feel that Baba is with you? Baba is with you? You can access Baba. Whenever you want Baba, he's there for you. Yes? You can write in your journal. At the back of the journal are some empty pages. So you can either use your notebook or the journal and for those who have been writing, how are you doing? Once you've finished writing, find a partner and start to share what you have written. Okay? You can start to share. And whilst you are sharing, have the consciousness that you're bestowing. By sharing, you are bestowing. You're sharing your wisdom, your insights. So in fact, you are already bestowing. And for those who came in a little late, you can start sharing how you feel Baba is available for you. Your experiences of how Baba is available for you. Okay, Om Shanti. I can see that there's a lot of bestowing happening here. So much sharing of your insights and your wisdom and enhancing the experience of your brothers and sisters, which is really wonderful. And so can I ask a few of you to come up and share? For everyone, who would like to share? Come on, Ben. Who would like to share? Come up and share. We'll give you a mic and you can share something. Yeah? You can share from here. We can ask someone to translate for you. Sister? Yes. Very good. Yeah, this is even better. Come up on stage, because after all, you all have to be on the world stage. So very good that you come up here, and from the stage you share.
I forgot my glasses, so I have to... Anyway, my name is Hulda, and I come from Iceland. And we were sharing...
Okay.
When Baba spoke to me, I felt important, and I felt like a receiver, like a connecting channel from other dimension, which I, the soul, belong to, and answering the question, was Baba available to me? I said, yes, he is, but I have to realize that he is the only thing I need, but I'm on the way to that place or state. Yes, that's about it.
Thank you so much. That was really, really wonderful. And yeah, so... who else would like to share?
Om Shanti, everyone. My name is Nisha. I'm from Australia. For the meditation, the space, the sacred space that I chose for myself was the ocean where I was sitting on a rock. And then Baba came and joined me. Before Baba came, it was absolutely peaceful. But when Baba came and sat next to me on the rock, the peace turned into bliss. I was thinking, when I was sharing with Sister, I said to Sister, I think me and Baba both like silence, because we didn't talk, we didn't say anything. We were just sitting there next to each other in that bubble of bliss. And before we could start the conversation, the meditation finished. So for that meditation, we were just absolutely enjoying the bubble of bliss. When it comes to availability, is Baba available? I'm sure everyone would agree. It has never ever happened that we take first step of courage and Baba has not taken 1,000 steps of courage. Every single time, every time I have taken the first step, Baba has been there always. I feel like Baba is that radio channel, always transmitting. If I do not feel Baba, it's me who has failed to in tune to the channel. The channel is actually transmitting. Thank you.
Thank you. So some very valuable points and a deep realization that if Baba is constantly available and transmitting unfailingly, all it needs is one step of courage, which of course all of you have, because all of you are here. So... One more. One, two, yes, please come. And. And, you know, the sister was describing how it was just her and Baba. That is so essential, just to be present. Absolutely present. Be in the present. This time in Madhuban, just be present. Don't think back. Past is past. Don't think about the future. Just have that experience of keeping the companionship of Baba and being present. You will have a very special time. You have a mic.
Okay, Om Shanti. Okay, the place that I feel the most safe is that I feel Baba's presence is at Soul World. I feel the safest place is with Baba in Soul World. I have a very vivid chit-chat just now with Baba. Baba say, "Child, I am always with you whenever you remember me. Okay, never let go of my hand in whatever situation, as I am your father, teacher and Sadhguru. Be in my company day and night, and Maya will not be able to come near you. Follow my Srimad and be my true helpers." It's very vivid message from Baba just now. Yeah, that's all.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wants to share? Anyone? Anyone from this side who would like to share? Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you a story. And this is not from the Yagya. It's a story that obviously emerged from the Yagya, but is in a different tradition. But it's our story. How many of you met the Dadis? Okay, all right. So I would say half of you have met the Dadis. And you know the speciality of the Dadis. For those of you who didn't meet the Dadis, we're going to have a lot of stories during this, the next 10 days or so. So you will get to know about the Dadis, what was experienced from them, their personalities, and how they were actual bestowers. But how did they become a bestower? How did they become Baba's helper? So there is in the Jewish tradition a story about, which is connected to the Festival of Lights. You know, in every tradition there's some kind of Festival of Lights. And this particular Festival of Lights is called Hanukkah. And Hanukkah means dedication. Very significant word, dedication. So the story of Hanukkah, and I don't know if you might remember a muli of a few weeks ago where Baba spoke about him being the oil in the lamp. Do you remember that muli, anyone? You remember. So the story of Hanukkah is that there was only enough oil to light one light. And this oil actually had to go through a sort of ritual, traditional ritual purification before it could be used. So the story of Hanukkah is that there are 8 lights, and one light that lights all the 8 lights. Can you relate to that? So, only one light could be lit, and burn. But miraculously, the oil lasted and lit 8 lights. So over 8 days, I think there's something like 64 candles are lit, because on the first day there's one candle, on the second day both candles are lit, and then on the third day, you know, all three. So these lights, you know, they come to light. So we know of the 8 who pass along this. So although this isn't known in the Jewish tradition, that this represents the 8 whose lights were lit by Shiv Baba. So you can see how one light, as one light becomes lit, so another light can be lit. Because somehow, through that purification, the oil which can burn that light becomes available. So it's a very beautiful story, which shows us that as we allow our light to be lit, we automatically light the light of others. And this is the beauty of bestowing. Sometimes we don't even have to say much, and we know that in the future there will be no time to say anything. But we have to have such a divine energy about us that anyone who comes into our presence experiences their light to be lit. And interestingly, in that same story, during Hanukkah, the lighting of these lights, there's a game that's played by the children. And what is that game? The spinning. The spinning of what is called a dreidel. But how can we relate it? We are the children, and we have to spin the cycle of self-realization. See how our story has filtered down into other traditions. And not only that, on that festival, the children are given money. And we know that as we progress towards the Golden Age, and in the Golden Age, well, firstly, we acquire the wealth of knowledge. And then, of course, in the Golden Age, we have the wealth of the world, actually. So it's very interesting to hear a story like that, which has been carried. You know, I think if we look into many of the other traditions, we'll see that there are stories that are similar to that. So we will do another little exercise here. Okay, so now we've listened to the story. Now, Baba is the oil, and you are the light. So you take your journals and draw a picture. Even if you're not artistic, you can still draw the picture. So you draw the picture of Baba as the oil, and you are the light. And next to it, you can put, I, the soul, am light. And Baba is the oil. Baba is the one who is keeping my flame alight and lighting the light of others. So you can also write in that how you will keep your flame alight, and how Baba keeps giving you the oil What is it that Baba is giving you? What that will keep your flame alight? How will you keep your flame alight? And what is Baba giving you to keep your flame alight? So you can draw a beautiful picture. After all, you're drawing yourself, so you better make it very beautiful. And then once again, once you have drawn the beautiful self as light, and you have described how you will keep your flame alight and how Baba will help you to do that, what will Baba give you to do that, to keep your flame lit and light the flame of others, then you can start to share. So, can we share with everyone now? Who would like to come and share? Can be the same souls, no problem. But if somebody from this side wants to come and share, I'm sure there's someone who can translate for you. Who is going to be on the world stage? Yes?
Om Shanti. I draw a flame in a ball, so Baba make a circle around like aura to protect the soul with the power and blessing. And the top, sometimes I stay inside in my own zone of comfort. Brahma Baba is the agent, make sure the top is open as a moon, that the flame can go up, 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 up with Baba. And like Baba said this morning, the ball must be in gold, more and more and more and more. So I have to draw Baba's knowledge, power, quality, and clean myself a lot. And if I am doing that, the sanskar become like arc-en-ciel. What it is, arc-en-ciel? Rainbow. So I draw a nice rainbow in my mind of the quality of Baba becomes more and more my quality. So it's the essence of that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sister. We would love to hear some. Oh, look, lovely. Yes, come. Come. Anyone who wants to share, come. Yeah, come. Good. Good, good, good. Nice. Lovely.
Om Shanti. I drew a little lamp which looks like the Indian lamp, Diya, which we traditionally light on the Festival of Lights. And Baba here is the oil. Baba is the oil, and I am the flame. And how Baba keeps me going is by knowledge. Baba always says, child, always keep this knowledge. The grit of the knowledge, the oil of the knowledge, and your light will never die. It will always keep going, keep on going. So Baba gives me a light every day by giving the directions in Murli. So Baba is the oil of the knowledge, and I'm that light shining through Baba every day. So that's how Baba sustains me. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So just one thing I forgot to tell you about the Hanukkah story is that on Hanukkah, only pure food is eaten. It's interesting, isn't it?
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Tôi muốn chia sẻ một chút về các bà. Ba ba là đấng trao tặng trong cuộc đời của tôi và tôi trở thành người trao tặng cho thế giới.
I would like to share about the way Baba make me to a best tower like Baba would make me to a best tower for the world.
Đối với tôi, Baba là người trao cho tôi một giải pháp để tôi có một cuộc đời từ zero trở thành có tất cả mọi thứ.
With me, Baba make me how can become to zero to be have everything to give the world.
Tôi từ một người không biết sáng tác nhạc, tôi trở thành một người viết những bài hát cho Baba dựa vào cảm nhận mà Baba trao cho tôi.
I am from the who don't know how to create the music, so now I can become to creator the music.
Baba trao cho tôi cái cách để tôi từ một người hát những bài hát đau khổ trở thành một người hát những bài hát trao tặng bình an cho tất cả những người nghe.
Baba make me from the person just sing the song, the sorrow song, become to sing the happiness song for everyone.
Và tôi đã học cái cách Baba trao tặng cho tôi từ một khi tôi đầu tiên đến với nhà của Baba. Baba trao cho tôi nuôi dưỡng từ kiến thức cho đến thức ăn cho đến những sóng rung động.
And when I first come to Baba house center, I learn how to the way I eat, the way I study, the way I send a preparation.
Baba trao cho tôi những lời nâng đỡ thông qua những công cụ chính xác của người.
Baba give me the senior, give me the good advising, the exactly the advising what he or she want.
Và từ đó tôi cũng học cái cách của Baba để trao cho những người mà tôi gặp.
And that's why I can learn how can give the same for others when I meet others.
Khi mà tôi gặp một người nào đó ở cái tình huống của họ, tôi sẽ nghĩ xem thử là họ đang cần điều gì và tôi sẽ trao cho họ theo cái cách mà Baba đã từng trao cho tôi.
When I meet someone else like the same me, same the situation before, I will learn how can Baba give me, and I will give the same Baba give me for others.
Có những người thì họ cần một chút kiến thức, nhưng có những người họ chỉ cần một bữa ăn thôi.
Someone else needs a little bit knowledge. Someone else needs a little bit just one meal.
Và từ đó tôi trở thành một người nấu được rất là nhiều món ăn bởi vì tôi có rất là nhiều người muốn đến và thưởng thức món ăn chay do tôi nấu.
So at that time to now, I can give a lot of meal and I learn a lot of ways to cook for everyone can come with me.
Và tôi muốn phục vụ cái cách nấu chay để truyền cảm hứng cho những người ăn ăn mặn chuyển qua ăn chay.
And I serve the way I serve now is I learn how to make a good meal, but become the not vegetarian, become the vegetarian.
Và đó là cách mà tôi nhận chúc phúc từ tất cả mọi người.
And that's why I can learn, I can receive the blessing from everyone.
Và đó cũng là cách mà làm cho cuộc đời của tôi trở nên khỏe khoắn từ tâm hồn cho đến thân xác.
And that's why I can receive to more health and more health for the soul.
Oh,
thank you. Now, sister, you were talking about a song of happiness. Can you sing?
Can you?
And you can sing us a song of happiness? Oh, well, let's. Yeah.
can sing a song.
Hay là ngày dịu dàng đi chị. Cho cả lớp mình hát ngày dịu dàng. Hay là thôi à, thời kỳ vàng cũng được. Nhưng mà thời kỳ vàng mình không phải sáng tác. Mình chỉ tiếng Anh em không thuộc.
Ồ, chỉ biết là mình hát thôi. Mình hát hạnh phúc mà.
Yeah. Hay là bài You Raise Me Up. Nhưng mà chị nói là muốn nghe em hát một bài em viết. Sister, you want me sing the song by me or the other song?
You can sing whatever song you like as long as it makes everyone happy and that you are happy.
Okay. I don't know a lot of the English song. I just sing the short, okay? Vietnamese? Okay. The song, the title is the Gentle Day. The Gentle Day, a Gentle Day. I write when the COVID come, and I write with my hobby. And everyone, when listen, feel happy and hope in the future. Vietnam family can sing.
Một ngày dịu dàng, nắng mới vừa lên, xua tan màn đêm u tối, lòng người rộn ràng, hát ca hòa vang, đánh thức bình minh. Em hồn nhiên em hát, bao nhiêu buồn phiền tan biến nhanh. Em là hoa thơm ngát, hương bay ngập tràn khắp thế gian. Một ngày mới cho em bình yên, lòng hoa ca bài ca thần tiên, hát ca hòa vang tung tăng khắp trời. Trái tim em rộn ràng, ngập tràn hạnh phúc. Ngày rồi đến và đêm sẽ tan, mọi buồn đau rồi cũng sẽ qua. Có em cuộc đời đầy đẹp tươi. Có một ngày bình yên trong giấc mơ đang hiện hiện. Những ngày hạnh phúc xa rất xa đang đến.
Can I translate as meaning?
A gentle day coming, and the sunshine coming, and the darkness away. I like to try and sing. The sadness is a fear. I like a flower pregnant. And smell is spread every the world. And the new days it give me a peace. And I just sing for all the world. I wish every day of peace it will continue with everyone. Peace and happiness happened before, now it just continue. And everyone just let receive that peace and happiness again.
Well, there's so many forms of bestowing. I think that everyone's light was flaming beautifully. Yeah, we have now a little personal time. But now I'd like to know, okay, so we mentioned three things. To become a bestower: introversion, spiritual love, and elevated thoughts. So who feels that for them elevated thoughts are the most important? Okay, one, two, three, a few think elevated thoughts. Who thinks spiritual love? Okay. And who thinks introversion? Anyone feel introversion is the most important? Okay, so now your challenge. In your journal, you will see, I'll give you the pages. Okay, on page 15 is the power of introversion. On page 26 is the power of elevated thoughts. And on page 32 is the power of spiritual love. Okay. Now, if you could choose one of those for yourself, go to the page, either the power of introversion on page 15, the power of elevated thoughts on page 26, or the power of spiritual love on page 32, choose one of those which you feel you can access the most easily. Yeah, please take a journal. Yes, with pleasure. You can open. Yes, definitely. And which you can apply and will actually facilitate the other two. So which for you becomes the most important? Choose that one and then go to that particular page. So, for example, if you've chosen the power of introversion, it'll give you a little introduction, a little bit from the Avyak Muli. That's in each case. Then it's going to give you a few thoughts from Baba's Avyak Mulis. Okay, and then there's a practice. After that, there's a practice. So, for the first thing is to have a little bit of introversion, to meditate on what Baba has spoken, what knowledge Baba has given, and then to answer the question that is there. Then to visualize an example. And then what newness you can bring in. Then you've got an opportunity to be creative. You can write a letter. You can create a new song. You can create a poem. You can dance. You can draw. You can mind map. And, you know, whatever works for you in terms of creativity. Because after all, we have to create a new age, don't we? So unless we have that practice of creativity now, we won't create a new age. We're the master creators. Time is waiting for us. So this is going to give you the opportunity to be creative. And then what kind of mantra seva? So if you after each one, like power of introversion, power of elevated thoughts, power of spiritual love, there is that same little exercise but with a different approach. So you need to go to the page that you choose, whichever one you choose, read the excerpts from the Avyak Mulis, and then go to the little creative exercise, which is called an invitation to practice. So we have until 11:30 to do that. So it's giving you time to go into really exploring something from within. And you have your journal, so you can write in it, or you can write in your notebook, whatever works for you. This is a process of self-discovery, and we know that whenever there's self-discovery, that is self-realization. So the more we become self-realized, the more we can be one of those flames. You know, we're all here because of the daddies, aren't we? The efforts they put in. What, you know, that they imbibed the oil and they lit the lights and they lit our lights. So now it's our responsibility. So have a lovely process of self-discovery and self-realization in the next, well, it's about 35 minutes. And then we're going to be joined by the first timers who've been working on their particular journal. And we'll ask them to share something with us. Anyone who's joining us, you can come forward. Come. You don't have to sit at the back. You can come and join us. I think the first timers are starting to join us now. So we can also start to share. I'm sure that everyone has successfully used their journal and made some wonderful discoveries about the self. So it seems that we have been joined by a few, and it looks like everyone has more or less completed what they were doing. Everyone okay? All good? Yeah? Okay. So it would be lovely to have a little bit of feedback from you. And we'll invite the first-timers too. Anyone from the first-timer group is most welcome to come and share with us. Is that a brother putting up his hand saying, yes, I'll share? Yeah? So great. We have the mic up here. And we've been bringing everyone up onto stage because we're saying you are on the world stage. So you can now present yourself on the world stage and share something that you have discovered about the self. You can share, if you wrote a little story, you can share the story. If you wrote a poem, you can share the poem. If you just came to some deep realization, share that. Or if you found something special in using the journal, you can share that. What did you find valuable in using the journal? So anybody who would like to share, they're most welcome to come up and share. Or if you want to share the way forward, if you saw some newness, you know, share with each other because it becomes a valuable contribution. Your sharing might open up something wonderful for someone else.
Om Shanti. The topic that I chose was elevated thoughts.
Oh, okay.
So I think it was a perfect example of yesterday's Murli too. Baba was telling how we mix up with thoughts of Ravan and then we come into confusion because we forget who we are. The first lesson Baba was talking about yesterday. So it is, and also a few weeks back, the Sunday Murli also Baba said, how you create the atmosphere and attitude, Vayumandal and Vritti. So it is by our own thoughts. So who is the creator? I am the master creator, right? Baba also said about yesterday, master creator and master bestower. So whatever I create, and we also know, whatever goes around, comes around, right? And that's why we have to be very careful inside, because I, the faculty of the mind, I the soul, and the mind is my faculty. Mind is not me. So that means the mind is creating so many thoughts, and these thoughts are forming the vibrations and vayumandal. So I am the master. That means if I know I am a soul and I have all these virtues and values within me, and I believe I have complete faith and I guarantee in this new knowledge that who I am, then I by default get connected to Baba. And Baba is a reservoir of all the virtues and powers. So he's going to just give what he has with him. I will have to just connect to him. Baba today also said that you got to consider yourself as a soul and remember me. A lot of effort you have to put in, he said today. So I think these two things touched me a lot, and that's why I said today, let me take up this one. And Baba said that you are the master bestower, you are the master creator. And when you forget this, there is a lot of confusion. And because of the waste and negative, yesterday Baba said that we create waste thoughts, waste attitude, waste energy, waste sambandh sampark. So many things he told about yesterday. I forgot about and the gist about whatever Murli Baba is telling us, it is like 350, 400 points in one Murli, and the message or the essence is Baba is trying to bring us to the alignment of truth. And when I come in there, then I live in all the virtues and powers that I possess, but I have to have conviction that I'm a soul. That's it. And then I start creating and I become the master creator.
Thank you. We all know that as we create, our future depends on our creation at this point in time. So through the journaling, you've all been creating a fantastic future. Thank you, sister. Who would like to share? Yes, sister. Why not? And you've come for the first time? Yeah. So welcome.
Om Shanti. I actually have a confession to make. I arrived late in the meditation hall. I was taken by Maya, I suppose. I discovered Baba's hut, so I was standing there and contemplating and writing and just realizing how fortunate a child I am. So I arrived and I saw everyone already here.
But we were a little early. You were not late.
So I thought, you know, I should just continue my journey, and so I did. And I did note a few points. When I came here, and a little bit before as well, my aim was to let go of a few thoughts, negative thoughts that I create, that I have a tendency to create in these kinds of situations, like justifying myself or feeling guilt because I thought I was late, I wasn't here while I was supposed to. So, and I thought, you know, Baba's here, Baba was with me where I was physically, and everything's all right. Everything's okay. I will continue to follow everyone, to be with everyone, wherever we're at, wherever, so that, you know, the energy that I create does not affect.
So, very powerful.
Yeah, so I used the powers. I wrote down the powers that I actually had to use to...
That was a lovely acceptance of the self.
Mm-hmm.
And the drama.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The drama. Exactly. So... I'm just ready to move on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Move on and move forward. So, there must be a brother. Which brother would like to share? What about from the general group? There's a sister, she'd like to share. Wonderful. First timer. Yes, well done. The first time is a really courageous.
Yeah. Om Shanti. I am from Vienna, Austria, and I am for the first time here in Madhuban, and I want to share here my wonderful experiences which I had with Baba, because we set off on 5th of November for India. Then 2 days I stayed up in my hometown, and on 7th we made for Madhuban, and 8th we arrived here. And it was really a wonderful, exhilarating experiences we had here in Madhuban. I am day-to-day experiencing every time miracle in my life, because I feel always, constantly, Baba is always with me, and I am a soul, not a body. And I am, when you meditate on Baba, and you know all, no negative thoughts can cross your mind, you are always connected with Baba, always meditating, and when you hear Murli and you go through, get to the deep meaning of Murli, you feel enriched, you feel lively, rejuvenating in early in the morning at 3 o'clock when I am up. I stay up at 3 and I feel so rejuvenating that all your soul, heart, soul, body, mind is connected to Baba. No negative, no sorts of disappointing or thoughts that sometimes you feel like that you are pessimistic, you some hover over these memories, but you think it's Maya. And in any circumstances or in any situation, you have to be unaffected by Maya, because it's an illusion. Mm-hmm. Not. And when you are reading Murli daily, you are reading and you are getting to the depth of the matter 3-4 times, then you know understand the real meaning, depth of meaning, and you know the world. It's all going drama. Everyone, not these worldly relation or materialistic relationship, they are of no importance when you are connected with only one soul.
And how did you benefit from the journal, from the journaling?
Yes.
You enjoyed the journaling, and
yes,
what did you take from that? Was there any inspiration or insight that you took from the journaling?
Generally, I am experiencing purity in my mind, soul, pure soul thoughts. In every thought, you have to be a pure soul, always be pure. Like we say, Baba says, diamond, real diamond. You have to be pure in thoughts, in your ideas in mind, and you have spirituality.
Okay, can I suggest that instead of saying you say I.
Yeah.
Change and say I.
I. Yes. Right. Yes.
It's more empowering.
Yes, more powerful.
Yeah.
More.
I.
It's more powerful and more energetic. Energy, filled with energy, and with more we experience in our life, in day-to-day activities also, when we are at home and we are, for example, we are busy in our day-to-day activities, homely activities we carry out in day-to-day routine. But you know, cooking or doing anything, you remember Baba, you are connected. You feel like the it's.
I remember that.
Yes, I feel.
Speak from your experience.
From my experience,
I remember Baba. So through remembering Baba, is the difference in the experience?
Yes, I feel like I'm not making anything. I'm not cooking. I'm not preparing.
Okay.
Some power.
There's a power working through you.
Yes, working. Some is going. Energy is generating through it. Because I'm not doing anything. No. Because when you work with this feeling, it's not a burden. I don't think it as a burden I'm carrying out. I take it very lightly.
Okay.
And no tension, no stress-free.
Okay.
Carrying out my day-to-day activities in my daily routine.
Yeah. There was one sister here who said that she knows that Baba is transmitting constantly.
Yes.
You know? And so it's up to us to connect to that transmission.
Yeah.
And it's so nice that you're experiencing that Baba is there with you and that it's light.
Yes.
The work is light, whatever. Yeah. It's what you've said is very interesting in terms of this evening's topic, because this evening's topic is seeing the mundane through the spiritual lens, and this experience is exactly that.
Right.
That you have the spiritual lens, and so the mundane is now actually we're not action conscious, so to speak.
Yeah.
You've gone beyond action consciousness.
Because when I was not in care. Everything happening, I used to take it as sometimes I used to feel, oh, what's life? What's going on with me? Everything is. I'm feeling so much burdened and so much stressed in my day-to-day life. Oh, I have to do this. I have to carry out this activity. But after coming this, in the small hours of morning time when I go through Murli, everything is light.
Okay.
No burden, no stress. Stress-free, you are going everywhere. You are carrying out your day-to-day. And there is no stress, no tiredness, no... Just not a moment I feel exhausted after the day's work.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing. That's really wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
Is there anyone else who would love to share? Oh, sister, come. That hand went up very nicely and quickly. And brother, come. Anyone who wants to share, come up here and sit here so we can see how many of you would like to share something. It's lovely that you share. And we have another little bit of time, so very nice. Come and sit on the chair there, brother, and then we know that you want to share. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Baba's World Stage.
Om Shanti. I'm from Malaysia. I've been in this Gyan for now nearly 2 years. This is my first time to Madhuban here. My aim here is to see Baba's place, my home, Baba's home, and to experience the pure peacefulness and the spirituality here. To experience everything. Another thing is, just now in the journalist class, they asked, what is Murli? They were talking about Murli. For me, Murli is food for the thought. That's why I think it's a food for the thought. And every time I come to Murli class, I feel the day before, whatever tension, sorrow that I have, the answer I get it from the Murli. Then when I go back, I feel lighten up, and then Murli, coming to Murli is I really look forward to coming to Murli, because even if I miss one day also when I go back, I don't feel the day is fulfilled, so there's sort of emptiness. And what else I say,
I think it's wonderful that you have experienced being light. Because it's our light that will light the light of others. So thank you so much for sharing.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's wonderful.
Om Shanti.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
And your love for the Muli is deeply appreciated.
I am Huy. I'm from Vietnam. At that time, last year, this time, I came here. I am like a guest. Today, I call my Buddha Chai Papa. Wonderful. What I choose today, if I can, I choose three. But the intervention is helped me a lot. So this homework today, I choose the power of introversion. I go to introvert. I have all things. I connect with Baba with bodiless. It's wonderful. And Baba helped me. In bodiless awareness, so conscious, in silence, in introvert, my mind is just stable. Yes? In my field at that time, I escape anger. That's it. I feel wonderful, the best wonderful now. The anger is the five vices. Now I escape. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we have two brothers who are waiting to come up. And brother, you must also. One of you come, and then the next brother will come. Yeah.
Thank you. Om Shanti. My Laukik name is Bhaskar, and I am the soul. The soul is forehead up middle. I am in Gyan since 2 years. And since that, when I finished 7 classes, we purified ourselves. My yugal is just was here, and we are from Vienna, Austria. There is a small center. Sister Ricky is in charge. And since that, I always dreaming to come and visit Madhuban. And Baba fulfilled this dream, and today we are here. And I felt here just like a heaven. See, everywhere, this energy, I feel it. And I am fully dedicating myself with Baba's Murli, everyday reading and listening. And Amrit Bela, we are doing every day since that till now. And doing seva, continue the service of Baba's. And I always want to follow Brahma Baba. Yes? And because through him, we connect our soul to Supreme Soul. And this is my very good experience because I was very much involved in 2 years before the Bhakti Mark with the puja, you know, this all ritual, the religious things. And when I learned the 7 classes, after that everything gone away and I only with Baba involved myself.
Well, you put yourself a very high aim to be like Brahma Baba, which is just amazing.
Yes.
And the fact that you can feel these vibrations here, And everyone here is contributing to the vibration.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now we understand so the importance of creating that vibration ourselves.
Yes, 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 yes.
In the centers worldwide.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel it in there, in here, and I want to do more and more dedication and surrender myself to Baba.
Oh, wonderful.
This is
brother.
Also, it's come in my heart, from my heart.
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much. I'm sure everyone is very inspired by our brother's vision.
Om Shanti. I am Jairaj from Mauritius. First, let me give an introduction of what has brought me to this area. So 37 years ago exactly, I had a friend, so I met her at her office. She was working at the income tax department. She was a follower of Brahma Kumari. It was from that year, 1988, that the seed of Brahma Kumari was sown in me. So I was taken up with my job. I could not consider taking the path of Brahma Kumari at that time. And I'm an accountant by profession. Maybe you are all aware that the job of an accountant is a killing one. Mm-hmm. So of late, I was in a turmoil. What to do? Do the job or miss the classes? Then finally I took the decision. I went for an early retirement. I've already served the company for 40 years plus. I had 3 more years to go. I said, no, it's enough now. Even though my colleagues were asking me not to go, recall the letter, I said, no, decision has already been taken. So I did not tell them that it is for the BK that I am retiring. I simply said it's personal. Now we are, it's from the 1st of September that I have retired from service. So for the 2 months I was busy with the project. I'm working on an MSc ESG. So I had up to the 23rd of this month to send the thesis. And with the help of Baba, on the 6th of this month, before coming to Madhuban, I sent the thesis. And the theme that I chose, it was a diagnosis of the ESG, that is a sustainability performance of a paint company in Mauritius. Now when I've come here, I've seen what we are doing, what we are doing in terms of the environment, sustainability. Then I'll make another paper. I have to talk to the administration. So just to, how will I say, to tell the people in Mauritius what BK in Madhuban is doing in terms of sustainability. It's really praiseworthy what I have discovered. So this is a bit of the intro, and it's worth sharing with you. For some time, whenever I've been in certain difficult situations, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the situation was cleared. Just for example, that this was to be submitted and the presentation was to be end of last month. I don't know why they postponed it by 1 month. It would have been a stressful situation for me if it were end of October. Maybe this is the work of Baba. Now I come to the exercise which was given to us. So what I have been able to reflect is my personal experience. So it is that of page 16, wake up. So for reflective question, for 3 days I describe my thoughts at the moment of waking up. While writing, I explore how it strengthens my special relationship with the Father from the start of the day onwards. So this is my personal experience. So whenever, every day when I get up, the first thing that I tell myself, gentlemen, this is a bonus day for you. Make the best of it. How to make the best out of it? How to be kind to myself? That is, think good. Do not get upset. How to be, to meditate. How to listen to the morally of the day. Although I've missed on certain occasions until recently, now I guess I'll be able to take corrective actions. How to observe healthy eating habits. How to be kind to all creatures around me. How to ensure that I'm putting into practice all the preachings of Baba. Before taking my food, I have to offer it to Baba. Before eating, I have to thank God for giving me the opportunity to take my food peacefully. These are the reflections on my side. This was for the first assignment. For the second one, 1 minute, please.
The nice observations of the self and how to transcend them.
Then there is another question. It is a reflective question. What relationship with Baba did I choose in yoga? So first, that I'm a pure soul. That I'm here to serve. I'm nothing but the light. To what extent I can detach myself from the body? This is what I'm looking for. And before ending, I've had the opportunity to interact with people around. All of them are helpful. The same DNA I've seen. Whether I know them, they know me. When I said, sister, can you help me in this? Brother, can you help? Sure. Without hesitation. Without asking, who are you, from where you come? So, helping others is in the DNA of the brothers and sisters of BK. On this note, I end. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your attention.
Yeah, thank you so much. So much for sharing. It reminds me of a brother from Peace of Mind who said he had just watched the BKs just giving and giving and giving. And he had thought to himself, well, how can they just keep giving and giving and giving? But that is what we have to do. Be master bestowers of peace, purity, happiness, love. So, thank you so much for sharing, brother. So now, I think if we close with a few minutes of silence, and then our next session, of course, is start at 4:30 with meditation, and then 5 o'clock class with Sudesh Didi, will be a very special class from her. With question and answers, and then we go into the welcome program with our Didis from Madhuban, who will share with you and be with you. So, Om Shanti. Okay, you've got about half an hour before lunch, so you can go and take a walk in Daddy Junkie Park, or just have a little bit of time for introspection. And yeah, enjoy the rest of the day.